besides drink, fight, brood. It was his Stormcast Eternals I sought, but what I found, they were not the heroes I expected. They are strong, eh? I'll give you that, and effective. Some of them even fly or cast lightning from their fingers, though had I been armed and sober as I am now, then I could have taken that Kaiokane hammer friend. But they're missing something here, in their hearts, in their souls. What we dwarves used to call Gromak. They're no more men than the rune golems of the Golden Age were dwarfs. I was told once by an old dwarf long now dead that Sigmar's hammer had some awareness of its own, and I wonder if his Eternals are any different. A hero of men, the Manling was, and doubtless remains. But after so long, I see now there will be nothing left of him but a face behind a metal mask, not even a name. Is there a darker fate than that? To live, never to die, without even a past and a name? Is there a darker fate? What is a slayer without his oaths? What am I without a doom to seek? I have my axes yet to unearth, it's true. They are out there somewhere, and the thought of Grimnir's blades being handled by elves or men makes my stomach turn. Or maybe that's just the ale. But where to start? These realms are huge, each one bigger than my own world. I know of others who survived my world's death. Teclis, Nagash, the Grey Seer. No one I'd offer a piss-soaked rag to if they were choking on poison wind, that's for sure. And no one I'd expect to help me out of the goodness of their hearts. The elfling pesters me to go with her to Azaheim to give this rune in my chest to her order. I'll not deny the thought of holding Sigmar to task for what he's wrought on these realms holds some appeal. I'm curious to know more of what happened in those last days, how he survived, or returned, or whatever it was that occurred after I passed from the world. If there's one being in all the mortal realms who can speak to me of Felix, or of my axes, then it's him. But no! This rune was painful enough going in. I don't feel like giving it over to some lightning priest to drag back out again. And why would Sigmar aid me anyway? What have I to offer that the great king of the gods could want in exchange for the time of day?
A rare and precious thing in Sigmar on that. The time of day. In the roof of the realm celestial, there's a sun for every moment of the year. And no clockmaker in the mortal realms is more sought after than one who mastered his trade in Azaheim.
Who in the Nine Deeps of Caragvan are you? What happened to the big green one?
Oh, Marbuk, the old bone splitter boss. He sobered up hours ago. Incredible constitution, these Uruks. You've been talking to me ever since.
Oh?
Disappointed. Listening to your stories, I didn't peg you for an admirer of the green skin races.
I'm not. But I like them better than I like your lot. They don't remind me of all that used to be. They, I can take as I find, and not have to think of all they once were.